The 6 weeks of flag protests have been bad news for business in Belfast. Yesterday, traders took their concerns to the Secretary of State, Theresa Villiers. Today, they'll hold a crisis meeting. On today's programme, we've heard from the restaurants and taxi drivers. Now it's the turn of the cinema business. Michael McAdam owns Movie House Cinemas. Last Friday, he saw a marked drop in custom as a result of the so-called Operation Standstill. He's been talking to Will Leach.
Over the past weekend, Glengormley was hit terribly. Any problem in the Newtownabbey area, it's not where the cinema is where the problem is. It's people's fear as they travel. Are they going to have a problem getting there? Are they going to have a trouble coming home?
To what degree were you then affected? Was it a drop in bookings or a collapse, or how would you describe it?
Oh, wow. I mean, Friday night's business resembled Thursday night. We had a couple of big movies in as well where people had pre-booked. So our management team in Glengormley spent a lot of the day simply taking notes of people's names and addresses because they were cancelling, and we were able to bring them into other days this week.
So that's a big lot of adjustment. But if people aren't readjusting, if they're saying, you know what, I'm not going to go down casually to the cinema on Friday night, that's business lost for you.
Well, the problem is, yes, it is. You know, films are like fresh cream cakes. They only have a certain shelf life. And once those key days, particularly the weekends, they are key days for us. And once people decide not to go out or to stay away, then unfortunately it's very rare, apart from those who have booked, that they're actually going to come back out again.
How does that confidence thing work? What's the thought process? What's the research or the thinking or the planning process you think people probably go through? Is it as simple as looking on the way home to see what the roads are like, or how do you think they do it?
I think part of the problems for last weekend was it was well noted that things were happening, that things were going to happen. And certainly as I was driving home, because I live in the Newtownabbey area, I was very conscious of the heavy traffic that I hadn't seen at 4:30 before. So I think that in itself already had people just waiting for something to happen. I mean, I saw the bus driving before it was burnt out, and I remember looking at that bus and thinking, I wouldn't be surprised if that bus was burnt tonight. And lo and behold, 2 hours later, the bus, or one like it, was put in fire. And I just think that, why would you take the chance? I mean, as a parent myself and as a dad of young kids, why would you take a chance? Why would you put your life in danger, or the life of your children, or your neighbour's children if you're preparing the kids for a treat? What you're going to do is, as most people did last Friday, you're going to stay at home.
You run a business, in this case, which is very much a feel-good business. It's people going out for an afternoon or an evening for fun, to do something they want to go and do. It's a feel-good kind of thing. So I guess you're hit when people generally aren't just feeling that good about going anywhere or doing anything.
Well, we work in a great industry. It's a fabulous business to work in. People who work for us have worked with us for years upon years, and it's a nice industry. And it is just very, very sad when you see that, because this money that's being lost is gone. And the really sad thing for me is that, you know, when my tax is due, corporation tax is due at the end of February, March, whatever it is, you know, the tax man's not interested in that I had a problem because people couldn't come out. And whenever my insurance company want paid and my landlord wants his rent, unfortunately, if it's not there, what are we going to do?